I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Friends, family, and fans of the late Katherine Tucker Windham gathered today just outside of Selma as the storyteller became part of the Alabama Women's Hall of Fame. APR's Pat Duggins was there and says there were plenty of stories to go around.
A man who lived down in Thomasville who had a big, fluffy beard, and he was so proud of that beard.
Yes, even the daughter of Katherine Tucker Windham has a favorite story her mother used to tell. Dilsey Windham Hilly of Birmingham attended the ceremony at Judson College in the town of Marion for her mother's induction into the Alabama Women's Hall of Fame. Hilly says her mother would have considered it an honor to join the likes of Rosa Parks and Coretta Scott King, but
my mother was a very modest, humble woman, and this might have been a little bit of an embarrassment to her.
There's not enough time now for Hilly to tell her favorite story. We've got it for you at APR.org. Pat Duggins, APR News in Marion.
March is Women's History Month, and a recent study shows 20% of all women in Alabama live in poverty. Nearly 40% of those women in poverty are the heads of their households. That's according to the group Bread for the World. Director Ashma Latif says the wage gap between men and women is a major factor in their struggle.
Women earn 78 cents on the dollar for doing the same job as their male counterpart. So eliminating that wage gap would go a long way in raising incomes for families that are headed by women.
Latif says one of the reasons this is the case is because women are proportionally unrepresented in Congress. According to Bread for the World, Alabama ranks as one of the top 10 with hunger and poverty. And Greg Sankey will replace the retiring Mike Slive as commissioner of the Southeastern Conference. Vanderbilt Chancellor Nick Zippos, the president of the SEC Presidents and Chancellors, announced Sankey's appointment on Thursday. Slive, the SEC's commissioner since 2002, said in October he would retire effective July 31st. Sankey is in his 13th year with the SEC and has served as the conference's executive associate commissioner and chief operating officer for the league office since 2012. An 80% chance of rain in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Rain showers across central Alabama with some thunder. Lows in the lower 60s and an 80% chance of a thunderstorm early, then rain overnight in Mobile and the Gulf Coast. Lows in the mid-60s. 68 in Mobile, 73 in Montgomery, 70 in Birmingham, and 66 in Florence and Huntsville. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.